I'm Susanna.
And I'm Sarah. And this is our podcast, Silent Matters. Hi, guys. It's so great to be here today with you all for the launch of our new podcast, Silent Matters, hosted by SJ Personnel. I'm Sarah Thomas, and I run SJ Personnel HR and Recruitment Agency in Geelong. And I'm so thrilled to be sitting here today with my colleague, Susanna Allbones, who is one of SJ Personnel's HR and Recruitment Consultants. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, everyone. So great to be here for our very first episode.
So good. All right, Sue, can you talk to our guest and let them know why we chose the title Silent Matters and what the branding means?
Yeah, sure. So, guys, look, there's so many HR topics such as employee discipline and termination. I mean, these topics involve sensitive and confidential information. I mean, as a result of this, lots of managers and employees are really hesitant to discuss those issues for fear of violating confidentiality policies or privacy. So across these podcasts, we are going to attempt, Sarah and I, to break down the barriers and remove these silent matters that can really impact a workplace and cause lots of different issues.
Absolutely. Thanks, Suze. That's amazing. So what we are going to do is we want to delve into the HR recruitment things. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and everything in between. So everyone seems to have their own horror stories or recruitment stories. And so we've got some really fantastic, amazing people coming on to really talk about different things and we're going to delve into that. So first of all, I'm just going to give you a little bit, I'll get Suze to give us a little bit of background about who she is and run through a little bit about herself. And then I will run through a bit about who I am.
Sure. So, look, my background, it's predominantly in field marketing. So I worked for an amazing company for about 15 years in Melbourne. I looked after what we called the tactical field team, which was really about implementing experiential and marketing initiatives to help clients be top of mind when it came to consumer spend. I spent quite a lot of time recruiting people for these teams. So as you can imagine, there were many HR issues that came along with a team that, you know, you might only need for 6 weeks. So it was really interesting. I moved to Geelong in 2021 and knew that it was just time to do something different. I mean, I love people. I love getting to know them. So I knew recruitment would be a really great fit for me. So here I am today with you, Sarah, working across recruitment and HR, which I've just completed my studies in. So it's really exciting times ahead.
Oh, it's so exciting. And there's so many changes and so many things constantly happening in the field of HR and legislation constantly changing. So it's really exciting to be able to delve into those and share the journey with you. Just to give you a little bit of background about who I am also, I did start SJ Personnel 12 years ago. So SJ does stand for Sarah Thomas. And I started that with my father, Adam, which has been quite a successful business for the past 12 years, and I've enjoyed the journey with him. Prior to that, I am Geelong bred, went to school in Geelong and then obviously went off to uni, to Melbourne Uni, and did all those kind of things. But then I found myself back into recruitment and HR and worked across Melbourne, then came to Geelong, and I have been in the HR and recruitment field pretty much for about 22 years now. So it's a field that I absolutely love. I love people. I love helping people. I love helping organisations. And all I want to do is find the best for everybody. So I thought this podcast could be really great to give some insights into employees and employers. And let's really delve into things that generally are silent, and let's actually bring them out and have the ability to talk about them and talk through them and give people a voice in areas that really matter. So we're going to have a bit of fun with it though. So it's not going to be all doom and gloom. It's actually going to be a really fun, exciting, funny. Our guests are going to be funny. So please no one take offence to anything we say. It is really just a relaxed environment, and we really do hope you enjoy it. Suze is going to let us know a little bit about who some of our amazing guests are that are coming up on our agenda soon. So Suze, you want to run through a couple of the guests?
Sure. So we've got Gail. So Gail is the founder of Upstate, which is an absolute powerhouse of health and wellness. I'm sure many people across the Geelong region and Melbourne will well and truly know who Gail is and go to her all of her Upstate amazing classes. We've got Jeremy Crawford, who is the very new CEO of Geelong Chamber of Commerce. He's just moved down to the region from Melbourne, so he's going to have a lot to say about the recruitment experience and obviously moving from one area to another and just really leading and fitting in with those regions. We've also got Connie Bolger, who is Sponsorship and Marketing Manager of Geelong Basketball Association. So she's going to be talking about lots of cool stuff around social responsibility and how we can get the community to really engage in that. And we've also got Adam Furphy, who I'm sure so many people, if they're listening, would well and truly know who Furphy is. They've got an amazing product in their beer. So he is the managing director of the fifth generation Furphy Group. So we're really excited to have him on as well. And we're, of course, incredibly humbled to chat to them all. And for anyone that I haven't mentioned, we will definitely be announcing who is up and coming next. But these guys are locked in and ready to go. So we're really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So we're not going to have a guest every week. We're going to kind of run the podcast just to give you a bit of a rundown how we're going to work this space. We're thinking at the moment, obviously it's all quite new to us, we're going to do it fortnightly and send them out fortnightly. And from that, we're going to have guests, a couple of guests in a row, and then Susan and I might just talk on a matter that we think is quite important at the moment that's going on in the region. So if we start feeling like we're getting a lot of clients come to us or candidates coming to us with a certain issue, we may feel the need to run a podcast on that to really give that information out to the market and leverage off that to really help and inform and give back where we can the community. So, but we're more than happy to have anyone write in to us. You can send us an email at info@sjpersonnel.com.au. Jump on our website at www.sjpersonnel.com.au and send us through any requests that you feel like we're missing something that you really want to know about. Absolutely happy to take any feedback or thoughts. We will be having a page on our website for all the podcast, but we'll also put them out to the market, aren't we, Suze?
Yeah, we are. So we will be. But I think it's also really important to mention, you know, I'm a mum, Sarah's a mum, we've got everything going on the way everybody else out there in the world does. So it's not just going to be about HR and recruitment. You know, we're going to dive into lots of different topics with our guests and ourselves. You know, I have bad days, I have great days. I've got three girls, they're driving me absolutely insane. So we're definitely going to touch on to other areas outside of work as well. And that's really where we're hoping our audience will also come forward and want to have those discussions with us and, you know, want to talk about how people are juggling work. And we understand there's heaps of financial pressure on everybody at the moment. I mean, the interest rates have just gone up. I'm building a house, my husband and I are building a house. We are feeling the impact of those interest rates going up. So outside of HR and recruitment, it's very much a people podcast as well, isn't it, Sarah?
Oh, absolutely. And it's for everyone to join in and be a part of and relate to. And look, it's just a bit of reality. It's a bit of fun. It's a lighthearted. It's something if you're going out to walk the dogs at night, chuck on your headphones, have a bit of a giggle. We're here to have a bit of fun. And we're hoping that everyone else also doesn't put too much pressure on us either. We're here just to enjoy ourselves and to give back how we can. But we're definitely not. I think I just kicked something over in the studio. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Just keep going. We're actually wondering if it's too early to have champagne, to be honest with you. That's definitely not a HR. That is a HR concern.
Well, actually, in our policy and procedure, actually our policy does say you actually can have one glass of wine. So that is fine. Okay. We are fine.
Amazing. I'm heading over to Liquorland now, guys.
So, mate, this is our first podcast. So welcome. So awesome you're joining in. So great to have you all here. And we can't wait to see where the future rolls.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.